Over the past few weeks, we have been exploring Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10 is the chapter where Jesus sends his 12 disciples out into the world for the first time. It is not an easy chapter. Jesus warns them about rejection. He tells them that people may not welcome them, that even their own families may be divided. He tells them to expect hardship. But then he closes with these beautiful and encouraging words: "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." What does this tell us? It tells us that the disciples were not going out on their own. They were going as a representative of Jesus himself. And Jesus was going as the representative of the Father. There was a chain of sending from God the Father to Jesus the Son, to the disciples, and now to us. This means that mission is not just one activity the church does from time to time. Mission is the church's identity. We are, by nature, a sent community. Every one of us has been sent by Christ into the places where we live, work, study, and rest. You do not need a title or a theological degree to be part of God's mission. You just need to go where Christ sends you and trust that He goes with you. So here is the most remarkable things Jesus says in this passage. He says that when people welcome his disciples, they are welcoming Jesus himself. And when they welcome Jesus, they are welcoming the Father who sent him. Think about the ancient world. In the ancient world, this made perfect sense. When a king sent an ambassador, receiving that ambassador was the same as receiving the king. So have you ever watched the movie? The title is 300. Have you watched it? Yeah? 300? Sparta! Yeah, it's a bit difficult, different body, but Sparta. Yeah. In the movie, so I saw an ambassador, messenger from the Persian king. So he was sent to Spartan king. And then, yes, he asked the Spartan to surrender. And Spartan king says, "No, we don't." And then he killed the messenger of the Persian king. That means it does not mean just killing the messenger. It means they want to fight to the Persian king. Like that, the messenger or ambassador carried the authority and the presence of the one who sent them. Jesus applies this same idea to his followers. You and I, ordinary, imperfect people, carry Christ's presence into the world. Think about that for a moment. Your workplace, your neighborhood, your family home, wherever you go today, you bring Jesus with you. The way you speak to a colleague, the way you treat a stranger, the kindness you show when no one is watching. All of these become expressions of Christ's presence in the world. This is both a wonderful privilege and a serious responsibility. We represent Jesus wherever we go. Then Jesus says something that might surprise us. He says that whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of his little ones will not lose their reward. A cup of cold water. That is one of the simplest, most ordinary things imaginable. But Jesus says it has eternal significance. Why? Because the person offering the water is welcoming a follower of Christ. And welcoming a follower of Christ is welcoming Christ himself. Even the smallest act of kindness, or done in faith, becomes part of God's great mission. What does a cup of cold water look like today? It might be sitting with someone who is lonely after the service. It might be cooking a meal for a family going through a hard time. It might be listening, really listening, when someone needs to be heard. It might be a text message that says, "I'm thinking of you and praying for you." These things feel small to us, but in God's economy, nothing done in love is small. Jesus says there is a reward, and that reward is not merely a payment for good behavior. It is participation in God's kingdom. It is the joy of knowing that your ordinary life is woven into something eternal. So far, we have talked about going out into the world. But the same spirit of welcome must also shape who we are when people come to us. If welcoming Christ's messenger means welcoming Christ himself, then the way we welcome people through our church doors, matters deeply. Jesus did not say, "Welcome the people who look like you." He did not say, "Welcome the people who are easy to be around." When I wrote this sermon, I was just reminded of happening in the A Uniting Church in Box Hill. So, as you know, Box Hill is really many Chinese people living there. And the church is getting, the number of the church is getting decreasing. Now, really few people, only elderly people attending there, around just 10 people. A Chinese guy, he attended that church Sunday service for 3 months. After 3 months, a member approached him and said, "Sorry, we are difficult to kill you. Please leave." What do you think about that? Does it make sense? The Chinese guy just attended the service. And I think he wanted to be a member of the congregation because he attended 3 months. But the church member told him, "Please leave. We can't speak in Chinese. So we are only elderly people. So we are very difficult to kill you. So you can find another church." It's very similar happening to me, again, me, long times ago, when I went to my home congregation, Surrey Hills, Uniting Church, first time. And yeah, it's good. People say, "Oh, hello, how are you? So where I come from," something like that. Yes, they are really generous, and then they're kindness. But finally, they said, "So where are you from? Where are you come from?" So I'm coming from Clayton to Surrey Hill. They said, oh, it's a little bit far. You can find another church in your area. What do you think? Why I go to the church? Because I want to be a member of the church. I want to be join the worship service, that church. But they said, oh, you can look for another church in your area. It's too far. So, yes, I can understand. They told me about that. That is for me. Yeah, you can find nearest church. But I felt a bit weird. And I felt I'm welcomed here. Why not? I don't have to be here. I can be a member of the church. Today, Jesus said, whoever welcomes, and the world is wide open to everyone. Jesus himself was known for welcoming the people that others turned away. He welcomed the sick, the foreigner, the tax collector, the woman no one else would speak to. His table was always bigger than people expected, and he called his church to have the same kind of table. This is especially important for us as we grow into a more multicultural community. People come to us from different countries, different languages, different backgrounds and life experience. Some feel confident, some feel nervous, like Paul Hansen. Some are not sure they belong. Our calling is to make sure every single person who walks through our door or sits next to us in the park or works beside us, or lives on our street, feels that they are seen, valued, and genuinely welcomed. Welcoming everyone is not just good manners, it is an act of faith. When we open our arms to the stranger, we may be opening our arms to Christ himself. The church that Jesus envisions is not a closed or isolated circle. It is an open table like Holy Communion, where prophets and righteous people and little ones and outsiders all find a place. That is the kind of church we are called to be. So this passage challenges us as a church to stop waiting for people to come through our doors and instead go into the community with the love and presence of Christ. We are sent people. Every conversation is an opportunity. Every act of kindness is a witness. Every open door is an invitation for someone to encounter Jesus. You do not need to do something spectacular. You just need to offer what you have faithfully, humbly, and with love. And when people come to you, please welcome them as you would welcome Christ himself. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you that you send us your messengers into the world. Help us to go where you lead with courage and humility. Teach us to welcome everyone as we would welcome you, regardless of where they come from or what they carry. May every act of kindness we offer carry your presence and grace. Remind us that we are your sent people, your hands and feet in this neighborhood and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.